The fire may not open, but the devil will return. Insanity or glory in a mind that never learns. A moment of something where the dark can
show In Plain Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Please go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate, send the fundage, mail your check or money order payable to RBN. You can mail that to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas 78664. Call in your debit or credit card number to Mike, and you can also use PayPal. Keep Three Streets alive for your children and grandchildren. Your Monday night broadcast, and this is live. We'll take calls a little bit later, 512-248-8252, taking your calls live on your Monday night drive. This assassination of the former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, I really didn't care at first, but I was interested in the weapon that the assassin used. I got this from firstpost.com. The 40-centimeter long, 16-inch weapon used to kill the former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe looked crude, more like a propellant made of pipes taped together filled with explosives. From Tokyo, the shooting sent shudders through low-crime, orderly Japan. A prominent politician was killed by a man emerging from a crowd, wielding a homemade firearm so roughly constructed it was wrapped in tape. It was used to kill the former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe on July 8 as he campaigned for his ruling party in Western Japan. It looked very crude. It was pipes taped together, filled with explosives. A raid of the suspect's home, a one-room apartment in Nara, turned up several such guns, according to police. Unlike standard weapons, homemade guns are practically impossible to trace, making an investigation difficult. Firearms are rarely used in Japan, where most attacks involve stabbings or dousing a place with gasoline and setting it ablaze, or running haywire on the street in a vehicle. Strict gun control laws likely force the attacker to make his own weapon. Looks like the guy's name was Tetsuya Yamagami. He was arrested on the spot, I think 41 years old, a former member of Japan's Navy, and knew how to handle and assemble weapons. Crime experts say that instructions on how to make guns are floating around on the internet, and guns can be made with a 3D printer. Don't look that up, by the way. It's probably not a good idea. Some analysts characterize the attack on Abe as a lone wolf terrorist. In such cases, the perpetrator plots and acts alone, with the solitary nature of the crime also making it difficult to detect in advance. The motive for Abe's assassination remains unclear. Police say that the assassin, Yabagami, told investigators that he acted because of Abe's rumored connection to an organization he resented. but he had no problem with the leaders, former leaders' political views. The media reports said it was a religious organization. Okay. Japan has seen attacks on politicians in the past. In 1960, Abe's grandfather, who was then Prime Minister Nobusuke Kishi, was stabbed, but he survived. And in 1975, when the Prime Minister at that time, Takeo Miki, was assaulted at the funeral for former Prime Minister Isaku Sato. Abe's great-uncle, Japan set up a security team modeled after the American Secret Service. So this Abe has got a lot of assassins in his family line. So I guess this should come as no surprise. Again, the assassination itself, or the, you know, the fact that this dude did this, it wasn't interesting to me, other than the fact that he did, had this homemade weapon, apparently electronically fired the weapon instead of a hammer. Electronics detonated, I guess, the powder. I couldn't really get any info on the gun, and I was quite honestly a little reluctant to Google or DuckDuckGo any details on it for risk of being flagged. But I guess the point is that people are going to kill, and regardless of gun laws, that's the bitch conservative talking point. So we'll just go with that. Just wanted to bring that up because that did happen over the time that we were out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Was it the 11th, 10th, 9th, 8th? That was Friday. So I did a recorded show Friday, and I wanted to make sure I covered that. Here in American news, what's up with 2024? What is up indeed? Is Trump going to run as DeSantis? Well, from a political article, it says the title reads Trump 2024, not just yet, according to some Republicans. It says the former president could launch his third campaign any day now as the January 6th committee keeps singeing him. But Senate GOP leaders would prefer to make November about burning Joe Biden. I think the media is about that too, as we're going to cover a little bit later. Donald Trump's flirtations with launching a third presidential run during the January 6th Select Committee's probe might as well be a grenade inside the GOP's midterm strategy. Let me add my comments there. Of course, grenade being political's words, and being figurative, by the way, any FBI informants that are listening. The GOP deserves to be disrupted. And that's the only reason that I would like to see Trump run again, is just to disrupt everything. Of course, some would say it's according to the plan. I don't see the presidential elections in 24 being useful at all. I would suggest you vote for your, you know, gubernatorial candidates and your state senators and your, you know, your state legislatures. But if you're in a state that you feel that the election, that your vote would count, as I think it would in West Kentucky, then perhaps vote, you know, as long as you're there. But I wouldn't expect anything, and even if Trump wins, I wouldn't expect anything. He didn't do anything before. Now, let me preface that. I was about to say he did nothing before, he'll do nothing again. I guess the one thing that he did do was put those three so-called conservative justices in SCOTUS, and we had an overturn of Roe versus Wade. So I know there's a lot of political grandstanding over that. But Trump did do what he said he was going to do. He did nominate off his list, and we did have something that caused us to gorge ourselves on liberal tears. And it furthered the breakup of the states from the federal government, something that I applaud and I would hope to see more of. And so I would consider that a win. I'm going to take a W on this one, that the Roe v. Wade overturn, even though there's probably some overall general plot for that. Perhaps it's something that they attempted that's going to get out of control as more state legislatures feel emboldened to challenge these federal, should I call them mandates? Sure. I mean, gay marriage, I mean, that's another thing that could be overturned in the states. And you could very well see a breakup of the United States where conservative states form their own legislation contrary to the federal government, and you have a lot of white flight and even, you know, even people of color that don't want to put up with this, getting out of the more bigger cities, the more liberal states, and coming to conservative states. So definitely we have two Americas, as I've mentioned in the past. And if we could credit Trump with anything, I guess that would be one, that and not starting any more wars and allowing Russia to take care of ISIS in Syria. Those are some good things. We're going to put those in the good things bucket for Donald Trump. We're going to chuck those in there real quick. Anyway, back to this political article. Party leaders want Trump to hold off on any campaign announcement until at least after November's midterms, so that the GOP can make 2022 elections a clean referendum on President Joe Biden. They see a clear roadmap toward netting the handful of House and Senate seats that they need to flip Congress. With a twice impeached former president still under investigation, possibly blocking their path. Well, I mean, it may be blocking their path, but, you know, even though I'm not a Trump fan anymore, I can say that the majority of conservatives, right-leaning people, people that we want on our side, would vote for Donald Trump and would welcome his run. So would it be a case of just lulling us back to sleep if they put Trump in, or would there be real political change? That's a question maybe you could answer if you call in. I want to get back to this thing on how both the GOP wants to make this a referendum against Biden and how Biden's own party doesn't want him either. I want to get back to that. And I'm going to sort of compare, I'm going to sort of just step back and look at where we're at now in the U.S. and compare it to Weimar Germany. You know, in Weimar in the 20s, early 30s, you had Nazis versus communists, and they were fighting for the vote or the soul, I guess, if you would, of the proletariat. Current year America, the fight is for the populace, and the populace at one time did not look to overthrow the establishment, but just to bring back the America of the 1950s or even the 1980s. You see this Make America Great Again. That's the case in point. You know, that was Trump's whole thing, and people were envisioning, you know, throwing America back to maybe at least the 80s. And I think people are nostalgic for that time, Democrats and Republicans. That's why Trump got such huge support. That's why Sanders got huge support on the leftist side, because he was advocating for something different than the status quo, something different than Clinton or Obama offered. Both Trump and Sanders catered to the white working class. Both of them understood very clearly that you have to have the white working class to win the election. But do you in the future? You know, how far, I don't want to say advanced, how far disadvanced? How much of a disadvantage are we in regards to the white working class? Are they even going to be a contender in the electorate as millions pour over the border, even since Trump? So, you know, when they stop catering to the white working class, that's, I guess, when we should worry. As long as you've got a Republican candidate catering to right-wing and blowing dog whistles, we're probably still okay. But when they stop doing that, that's probably when we should worry. Anyway, if the 2016 primaries were legit, you know, you would have Trump versus Biden. Just like if the 2020 primaries were legit, you would have, if the 2016 primaries were legit, you would have Trump versus Sanders. Correction, Trump versus Sanders in 2016. Same thing in 2020. Sanders was currently, or obviously, the candidate of choice. Secondly, you would probably have either Tulsi or Yang. Those were very popular candidates, but they just, you know, ran shot over them and put Biden and Kamala Harris in. So obviously the Democrats aren't interested in the wishes of their own party, and now that's coming back to bite them. That is coming back to bite them. This leads me to another article that I had in my prep. But my prep was completely lost because of some sort of internet glitch. Just to let you know how I do prep, I go through and search the headlines, and the ones that I think are important, I click on them, read them, and put them in an email draft. And that whole draft was erased somehow, so I'm just shooting from the hip here. But on my last point, both Democrats and Republicans being totally anti-Biden, and even the media coming out against him. From CNBC.com, most Democrats want someone other than Biden to run for president in 2024. But the poll says he could still beat Trump. That's cognitive dissonance at its pinnacle. Let me read that again. CNBC.com, you can type this up and look it up. Most Democrats want someone other than Biden to run for president in 2024, but he could still beat Trump, according to the poll. So even though the Democrats don't want Biden, they think he could beat Trump, which is ludicrous on its face. Key points, just 26%. 26%, that many? 26% of Democrats say they would prefer President Joe Biden, actually, to be their party's candidate in the 2024 election. And 64% want someone else heading to the ticket, a new poll found. Now, let me just add this. If this is what they're admitting, what's the real numbers? I doubt that 24% or 26% want Biden. It's probably way less than that, way less than half. Next key point, Biden's age and job performance were the top reasons cited by Democrats why they wanted a candidate other than Biden to be the party nominee, according to the New York Times Siena College poll. Next point, just 13% of voters of all kinds say the United States is on the right track, while 77%, that's bipartisan, said that it was headed in the wrong direction. 77%. Again, these are the numbers that they're giving us. What are the real numbers? Like, how many people really think the United States is going down the toilet, you know, in the light of post-COVID, food shortages, Ukrainian Russia debacle with Russian sanctions crippling America, and over $4.50 gas prices in most states. What's the real number? How many people really are upset with this country? The next point in the CNBC article, Biden would likely defeat President Donald Trump again if the election were held today. The survey suggested with 44% of voters selecting Biden compared to 41% for the Republican he beat in 2020. A lot of things are wrong with that statement on its face. Biden did not beat Trump. That was hoaxed. And 44% of voters selecting Biden, what happened to his 81 million votes? What happened to all those people? Again, the numbers that they're giving us just are probably a farce, and it's way worse. So, again, the article is filled with cognitive dissonance. They don't want Biden, but they think Biden could beat Trump. So they're trying to have the best of both worlds. First paragraph of the article, a large majority of Democrats want someone other than Biden to be their candidate for the White House in 2024. And then it goes through the numbers again. What to make of this? The American populace is pissed off, and they're upset on bipartisan levels on the way this country's going. And they're going to have to pull a huge hoax to fix this in 24. Back on the other side of the break. Skin, yeah, chill me to the bone.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order, made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Welcome back to the show. Jeremy from Kentucky on your Money Not Broadcast, Martini and Cigarettes Edition. We are covering the fact that the Democrats and Republicans are both, and the media, is turning on Joe Biden. I think that all of this hinges on the Russia-Ukraine war. And the fact that the West thought that it could cripple Russia and regime change Putin, but that all backfired. And now everybody's scrambling and they don't know what to do. So blame the old senile bastard that's in the White House, right? That's the perfect fall guy. I mean, after all, they got all the Hunter Biden laptop evidence against him. That's why the FBI kept it, just in case they ever needed to turn on Biden. That's why they wanted him as a candidate to begin with. Because they had all that information since summer of 2019, I believe. The FBI was sitting on that, and he was the perfect candidate with the leverage on him. And now that everything's going haywire, they can throw him under the bus and start slowly leaking this Hunter Biden laptop business. And that's what I wanted to get to next in this short segment, and then we'll go to calls on the other side of the break. From the Stormer, stormer-daily.rw. Hunter Biden banters with a hooker about the weight of a bag of crack. And there's been videos and evidence slowly leaked over the last 3 years from this laptop, from this hard drive. And you got a picture here of Hunter Biden in a bathtub smoking crack, and video of him arguing with some hooker over how much crack he really has. I mean, all of this stuff is really just nonsensical. The real story on the Hunter Biden laptop is the pay for play, the deals made with the energy companies in Ukraine. You know, all of the money that Joe Biden funneled to his son, and the deals that he got for his son as his position as vice president, right about the time of the 2014 Maidan coup. That's the real story. So that's why the media is happy to leak these stupid stories about hookers and underage girls and crack pipes, because they don't want you to focus on the real story. The fact that Biden sold out his country to a foreign country for his son. That's the real story, and they're not going to leak that. But the FBI is happy to let this stupid, you know, flivorous crap leak out just to get you all appalled that the president's son, you know, uses crack and gets really expensive, gorgeous hookers from the Ukraine. And Anglin's article here is quite interesting. I'm not going to read it. I'm just going to hit the highlights. Anglin actually makes the point that Hunter Biden would probably be a better presidential candidate for the Dems than Joe would be. And I would have to agree. I mean, this is an alpha male who just sort of is what he is and does what he does. Probably he would be the antithesis of Trump, you know, would probably do well against Trump in a debate. Again, I'm not advocating Hunter Biden's degeneracy. I'm just pointing out the fact that even he's a better candidate than Slow Joe. But you go through and you read this article and you see all of the things that are released. People are talking about it. You got crack, you got hookers. And then Anglin writes something interesting here. I'll read this paragraph from the article. The biggest crime of the 2020 election was that no one organized and released the content of this Hunter Biden laptop before the election. It's actually unbelievable. And Trump should sue Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon over it. No one organized any of the emails, which is what I was complaining about. And instead, Bannon and his Falun Gong people released these sex videos, which are completely just not relevant. The sex and drugs are funny, but I don't really understand why they're supposed to prove. What are they supposed to prove in an election? It's like they're saying, yo, Joe, your son's a crackhead. It's not really a talking point. Democrats didn't even know about the laptop because they live in boxes created by the media. But if anyone heard Trump talking about it during debates and looked it up, they would just see a bunch of videos of Hunter smoking crack with hookers and be like, what's Trump trying to prove? And indeed, I think a lot of people know that these politicians are corrupt on the worst end of the spectrum. You have politicians flying to Epstein's island on Lolita Express and engaging in sex with underage children as a point of leverage. And on the best end, you have regular politicians just doing hookers blowing cheese pizza and, you know, doing their thing. Let's get back to this on the other side of the break, and we'll take your calls on Implant Side. There's no one taking your place since you've been gone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is really is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Memory, your lamplight is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Follow the breeze, just like a summer song. Stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home. Memory, you gave me another note. A voice that is endless. Bring it on home. Oh, what it is feels.
Okay, we're back to the show. Your Money Not Broadcast, in plain sight, and just talking about the corruption of politicians. I mean, you know, you have your regular bitch tier politicians that just do the regular hookers blow and cheese pizza on the weekends, and then you have those who are engaging with Epstein on his island through a foreign entity, the Israeli Mossad, to get dirt on them in order to control them, not just American politicians, but oligarchs like Bill Gates. You have Prince Andrew from over in Jolly Old, and all kinds of people. And isn't it funny that Ghislaine Maxwell went down, but yet we don't have any information on the people that they catered to? Odd, isn't it? None of these politicians or powerful people are going down. So Hunter Biden's escapades are really minuscule in comparison. Crack and hookers, maybe an underage teenage girl, maybe. I never got to the bottom of that. That's bad. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not advocating any of that. I'm just saying that they're wanting you to focus on all of the wrong things from the laptop rather than the things that would show our government to be the corruption that it is. I'm going to take the rest of the show to go to the phones and take our callers. We got Pat, Paul, and Marcus in that order. Pat, you're up next. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you. I wanted to say that I have told people that I believe that that O'Biden, that's where he comes from, Obama, they sat right next to each other planning the destruction of America. They planned on putting John Kerry in, and other people disagree. Callers, you know, calling in, no, they're going to try to put the governor of California. Really? I don't think so. Anyway, what happened was, I know you don't believe in modern day prophets, okay, Jeremy, but there is one named Robin Bullock, R-O-B-I-N-B-U-L-L-O-C-K, just like it's spelled. And he came out with, God says that he has told John Kerry to keep his mouth shut, but he won't do it. So you know that Biden put John Kerry as a special envoy, and he's going all over the world and shaking hands with every leader in the world and talking about climate change. He even tried to talk about the thing over there with Ukraine and climate change. So the point is, climate change is a hoax. It was made up in the UN. Only one person in the UN would go along with it. But the guy just kept on and kept on, and there you have it. Oh, everything is climate change. We have a new name for God now. His name is climate change. Yeah, really. So with him saying that about John Kerry, hasn't kept his mouth shut, I think John Kerry is in trouble. But he was one of four people whose children were involved in the Ukraine whole mess, just like Biden, and one of them's Pelosi, and one of them's John Kerry, and I forgot the other one. But anyway, it's a meme. People send it around, you know. And, yeah.
Yeah. So, John Kerry was Secretary of State during the 2014 Maidan coup, which gave us this corrupt government in the Ukraine. And Victoria Nuland was the mover and shaker, you know, and now she is in power. So, yeah, those two individuals.
They made that book, excuse me, the Unfit to Command, when John Kerry, because he got shot in the tail running, so he gets a purple heart for that. Mm. Then says crazy things like, I threw my purple heart over the White House fence or something. No, he didn't. He's just a fake. I mean, you know, he wasn't no good then, and he's no good now. But that's who they think can make it, because, oh well, he still has hair. I say, oh no, no, no.
They got to pick somebody, because Biden's not going to be it.
Biden decided picking him because he's the one who made him special envoy for climate change. Going around, I mean, if you go to some place and look up photos of John Kerry, you'll see him shaking hands with everybody, every world leader. And after all, he was, you know, in the government before. He probably knows everybody and how to do everything. You know, that's what they said about Hillary, too. You know, however,
they could literally just pick anybody to replace Joe, and it would probably be better for them. But, yeah, I appreciate the call, Pat. Thanks for the info.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Have a good night. Let's go next to Paul in California. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jeremy. How you doing?
Hey, man.
Early in the show, you raised, there's a few things I want to just try to hit real quick. So one of the first things you said was, if Trump gets elected in 2024, will there be any real change or any real political change? And that's something you can weigh in on when you call. Mm-hmm. So that got me, you know, on my line of thought, which is going to be similar to other things I've said before, but I'll just pose a series of questions to you so you can sort of see the landscape the way that I see it. Okay, Jeremy, here you go. Are you red or are you blue? Are you MAGA? Are you MAGA or are you a rhino? Are you woke or are you like a libtard? Okay, see, this is what we're dealing with here. You know, there's a show that precedes you. I think you may have heard it a couple times or two, and there's a guy on there. And I almost wanted to call in and ask him. I've heard him a few times. It's entertaining, but I wanted to call in and ask him, you know, do you have a brain tumor or something else wrong with you? I thought better of it after I had that initial impulse. But here's the thing that we're faced with, okay, is Trump told us he was going to drain the swamp, and then he proceeded to fill the government with swamp creatures. You know, I don't think he met a Goldman Sachs Jew that he didn't like and he didn't have in mind for a cabinet post. And for me, that was the moment, if you remember the movie Braveheart, and I was not that invested in Trump, but I thought, okay, let's see what happens. Okay, I did vote for him. And, you know, I thought, okay, let's see if this guy's real. Let's see what happens. And I would imagine if people were really paying attention, that was the moment for them and for me where when William Wallace rips the helmet and finds that it's Robert the Bruce underneath that helmet and that sense of betrayal, you know, that shock where he just sits down and it's like, oh, my God. See, when Trump started doing that, I just realized, okay, just like the Who song, right? Same, meet the new boss, same as the old boss, or what I think it's, there's another group that does that song, same as it ever was. Their name escapes me right now.
Talking Heads.
There you go. Thank you very much. That was right on the tip of my tongue. Talking Heads, same as it ever was. And when you take a look and you see the damage has been done to this country, okay, to millions upon millions of people that have been, at the minimum, economically affected, and businesses as well. And let's not even talk about the vaccine and what it has done. So, you know, the point is, okay, let's say that Trump, quote, gets elected in 2024. Well, wasn't he elected in 2020? And they basically made our vote, and they made the whole electoral process meaningless. That's the power that they have. It's like they just slapped us right across the face and said, okay, what are you going to do about it? And there really wasn't anything we could do short of what probably sooner or later has to happen. And so I would point out to anybody that's thinking about Trump in 24, I would say, okay, well, if he won in 2020 and they cheated like crazy, and who's to say they wouldn't do it again? I mean, let's face it, they're putting up a phony Joe Biden. I mean, it's either an imposter or a guy wearing a mask most of the time. And this is definitive. There's no doubt about it when you look into it. So you have to just come to grips with the reality that it's got to be what they would want, right? If they allow Trump to win and he, you know, rides in on his white horse and, you know, makes everybody happy again, well, okay, what is going to be the result? Is anybody going to be punished? Is anybody going to be indicted? Are the criminals that stole the election, are they going to see any justice? Are the criminals that lied to us in the media and told us the election was not stolen, is anything going to happen to them? Is Trump going to take over? Are there going to be show trials? Are there going to be firing squads? Are there going to be gallows? These are all things that real Americans would want to see, and that people that know the lay of the land, they know it needs to be done. So you just have to ask yourself, is Trump going to do that? And of course, the answer is no. When you look at who he pardoned on the way out, there's lots of people that he could have pardoned, right? But he didn't.
Right.
And so that's just, it's kind of like it's all you need to know. So is it attractive as his popularity is? And let's face it, popularity is attractive. There's no doubt about it. And as inspiring as some of the things he says and his rallies are, you're faced with that Robert the Bruce or William Wallace moment where he rips the helmet off and is like, oh, my God, this is what it is. So
it takes care of both camps. Like,
for the camp that says that Trump was legit, but he just got slapped down. Okay, if Trump was in power, when he was in power, and he couldn't stop the election hoax, what makes you think he's going to do anything in the future? That's the message to that camp. And then,
right,
you know, to your point, if he does win and he's totally controlled, it's what they want, and they're going to try to put the 70 million plus Trump voters back to sleep by giving them the candidate and giving them that nice warm feeling, because they've realized they've upset a lot of the American populace and they need to do something to placate them.
Yes. And I think it's what I mentioned before. I call it the whipsaw effect. You know, like I said, I sort of tried to illustrate it with these questions. Are you MAGA? Right. Are you red? Are you blue? I mean, all these things that are just, they play around with us all the time. And to me, I kind of look at it like they're making it pretty obvious that the Democrats and their agenda and even the people they put out there are odious. I mean, they're physically unappealing, right? And the things that they stand for and the things that they're behind, and of course, they're just fronts. In other words, they've shown that if we don't need a president if we have a feeble old man and an imposter, right? And that's something that you said earlier about the Hunter Biden's laptop and the crack, you know, hookers and all that stuff. You're exactly correct. That is a perfect analysis. And I'm not sure if I've heard it put the way that you put it, but I couldn't agree more. I think that's what comes to people's minds when they think about Hunter Biden and his laptop. They're always thinking about, okay, here's this guy partying with hookers and, you know, doing drugs, and he's just really, really messed up. You know, they see a guy who's, you know, this borderline, narcissistic drug addict type person. And that's what you're thinking about all the time. But if you remove Hunter Biden and the laptop, what are you left with? Okay, the same old political corruption that people have always complained about, right? Joe Biden taking money from a foreign government or a foreign corporation to influence, events, to influence business. And, this is exactly what the American people would disapprove of and don't want, but you're precisely correct. And the other point that you made, and I'm not sure if you know you were making it, but you talked about the FBI sitting on this, right? And then you sort of implicated just in case they wanted to use it to take him down. So what does that say about our government? In other words, the FBI is supposed to be our top law enforcement agency, right? And here they are sitting on evidence of essentially criminal activity, okay, and some sort of a power play. Why is a law enforcement agency involved in power politics? If that's true. In other words, we're just assuming it's true what you said, and I don't really have too much doubt about it. So is this really what we've devolved to? In other words, you know, one group in government keeping dossiers and evidence on other people to influence them or to blackmail them and stuff? And, of course, the answer is yes, that's what we've devolved to, because we're in the hands of a devious, malevolent, alien entity. And until we throw that alien entity into the volcano, our lives are not going to get any better.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, the FBI was sitting on this to have leverage on Biden. And when they do let stuff leak out, it's not the important stuff. It's about hookers and crack. That really is irrelevant. Really, the information that the American people need to know is the involvement with foreign countries in the Ukraine.
Right. And I'll just make a real quick point, and then thank you for taking my call. But in law, there's something known as exemplary damages. Okay, so for example, punitive damages are under that umbrella. They're an iteration of exemplary damages. In other words, you're basically going to make an example, right? So, you know, if Trump really was a good guy and a white hat, and he really had, you know, a major part of the deep state on his side, and he had elements of the military on his side, then he could and he should take over. And lots of these people that were involved, I mean, think about all the damage done in the 2020 riots, okay, and everything else that has taken place, and the stolen elections and the people behind the stolen elections in all those states. I mean, if you've seen 2,000 Mules or parts of it, you know that this was a major crime. So are people going to be frog marched, okay, to trial? Are these organizations going to be sued into non-existence? Okay, is any of that going to take place? Is there going to be any kind of equitable settlement legally and, shall we say, judicially to anything that's occurred. And I think we can all say the answer is no. And thanks for taking my call, Jeremy.
Thank you, Paul. Always appreciate it. Yeah, it's a little blackpilling, but this is the state that we're in. I think that the only solution would be to allow the complete and utter collapse of the United States federal government and for states to take more autonomy. And that's not even enough. We would need a political party and a political leader that would rise up in those ashes. Let's go back on the other side after the break, and we'll take our last call on Endpoint Insight.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Okay, we're back. Last segment of In Plain Sight, and our last caller for the night, Marcus in Idaho. Marcus, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Jeremy. Thank you for taking my call. I've got to say that Obama said about Joe Biden, never underestimate Joe Biden's potential to F things up. And The proof of that statement is Hunter Biden. That is the proof of how much he can mess things up. And his son is just a train wreck across the tracks, you know. Jeez. And I have also got to say that why I think that President Trump is definitely running for 2024 is the fact that he has spent the last 2 years putting candidates in different offices around the country, people whom he can trust and rely upon, because he has invested in them and they've invested in him. And he's learned his lesson that D.C. is a very corrupt swamp and goes a lot deeper than he ever thought it ever had gone. So him putting in those people is like saying, maybe we can correct a lot of the mistakes. And he was hamstrung from the get-go. I mean, the globalists and the deep state and the Democrats all were, there was lawsuits across the board. Everything that he did was stopped from some sort of federal judge or whatever. And and then people out in the streets, the globalists paying for pallets of bricks to destroy America, and the fires and the burning and the looting and everything. It was just it was the powers that be that put people in office, saying, like Kamala Harris, you've never done anything in your life, you're totally privileged, we're going to put you in the place, and you're going to be our spokesman. So when we give you something to say, you're going to go ahead and say that.
Real quick, here's two questions, Marcus, because I'm kind of burnt out on Trump, and I want to be fair with you, so I want you to be able to answer these. Number one, why didn't Trump do anything to stop the election hoax when he had power? And two, why didn't he pardon any of the people that were on January 6th that were allowed into the Capitol? Those are two questions for you. And you probably got about a minute.
So what I would say is what happened was big. It had destroyed him. He was fractured. I don't care who you are. Something like that is going to fracture your being, and you're going to not be able to be thinking on top of your game and be developing things. As far as pardoning people, it was just a last-ditch effort, and there's everything, all the other stuff that was pushed upon him that was... I'd love for him to speak out about the January 6th people on that regard. That is black mark in my book, but I still think he was the best president that we've ever had.
All right, thank you, Marcus. We're at the end of the show. I'll be back tomorrow night with Patrick on In Plain Sight.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.